Comcast Rise is supporting the growth of all small businesses and entrepreneurs committed to uplifting their local communities. Comcast Rise, which stands for Representation, Investment, Strength, and Empowerment, is a grant program built to help businesses and their communities thrive with a focus on economic growth. With the recent announcement of 500 new recipients, the program has awarded 13,500 small businesses to date, with over $125 million in monetary, marketing, and technology grants. For more details and a list of Comcast Rise recipients near you, visit ComcastRise.com. That's www.ComcastRise.com.
Welcome to Diversity Discourse, the official podcast of Minority Business Entrepreneur Magazine. This is the space where we create meaningful conversations around supplier diversity, diverse business entrepreneurship, and diversity, equity, and inclusion with some of the industry's most engaging and successful entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts. Now, let's get started with today's episode.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of Diversity Discourse. I'm Tanya Isley, publisher of MBE Magazine, and I have a treat for you today. 3 years ago, when the world turned upside down because of the COVID-19 pandemic, one of the most impacted industries was travel. And with that came a devastating impact on many travel businesses. Of course, we remember the layoffs, the closures, and even financial losses when the pandemic hit. And although some businesses took a huge hit, others used this challenge to come out on top better than ever. One of those businesses was the popular travel brand Cincha. Not only did Cincha founders Ash Sharma and James Baker make it out of the pandemic, but they just made $2 million in sales this last year, and they are on track to do even better this year. Not only are their sales through the roof, but they were also featured on the latest season of Shark Tank, and they even made a deal with Barbara Corcoran for their innovative travel belts. So in today's episode of Diversity Discourse, I have the pleasure of speaking with Ash Sharma as she gives us details on how they weathered the storm and emerged as a leader in their industry. Thank you, Ash, for joining me today. I appreciate it. And I want to talk to you a little bit about the travel belt, because I understand you built a booming bootstrap travel accessory business from the ground up. And the most popular product is the travel belt. I see it all over Instagram with a lot of influencers talking about it. How did you come up with that concept?
Like any good idea, it came out of a need, right? So James, my fiance, who then was my boyfriend, and I were on our first trip together, and I overpacked, as always. That's always been my thing. I've been an overpacker, and we're struggling through the airport. My bag's flying all over the place. And he was like, Ash, let's get you a solution for this. And so he showed me a bungee cord, and he showed me these other bags that had the slip. And I was like, that's not really my vibe. Like, I would never wear a bungee cord, first of all. And I already had like travel bags that I loved. So I wanted to see if there was a solution out there for the modern traveler, someone like me who cares about being put together while also like having the functionality of something that works and does the job. And there really wasn't anything in the market. So James is actually a civil rights attorney, and I'm in marketing. So we're complete opposite brains, and we put our brains together. And out of that need, out of seeing that there was nothing in the market for the modern traveler, the travel belt came to life.
I love it.
I wish it was as easy as it sounds now. there were definitely, it was a long road, but we're excited that we never gave up on an idea that really we had no business even creating, actually.
But it has worked. And I have to ask, why do you think it's so popular?
because I know there are other professors out there, but yours appears to get the most attention that I see. So why is it so popular? And what makes yours different from the competitors?
Yeah, I think it's a couple of things. So we were, you know, the first to market the travel belt. First to market is always super important. And we have a brand. So I think a lot of what we saw that potentially like worked as a gadget to do this solution, which was keep your bag strapped to your luggage, were just Amazon listings. There was no brand behind those listings. There was no color. There was no joyfulness. There was no Ash or James and their story of, you know, starting with nothing and bootstrapping something that ended up on Shark Tank. So I think like what makes it, besides the fact that it works and there's fun colors and something for everyone, there's people behind the brand. And I think a lot of people these days are shopping brands that have a story and have something to say beyond just like three bullet points on an Amazon listing. So I think it's that. And we've really done our best to get that third party validation. So me being in marketing for 10 plus years, I know the power of press. And one of the first things I did as head of marketing or head of everything really on the marketing and creative side here at Cincha was to bring on a freelancer to help us with press. And quite frankly, that's really helped us with that third party validation that we needed when nobody even knew what Cincha was. So yeah, I think those are a few reasons.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned story, because I tell people a lot, you know, in my business, that's what we do. We tell stories. And yeah. I tell a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners, the way to differentiate yourself is to tell your story. Totally. Because anybody can list their capabilities or the features of their product. But when you have a story, particularly one that people connect to and that resonates with them, it makes all the difference, because Absolutely. People want to do business with people that they can relate to.
Totally agree.
As a result of your popularity, I know your revenue is skyrocketed. I think I saw last year you made $2 million and you're tracking to exceed that this year. So having a popular product is one thing, but ensuring that that product is profitable is an entirely different thing.
Yeah.
So how do you manage to make the business profitable?
Smart choices. So we have, you know, to this day, James and I are still not taking anything from the business. Everything that we make, we put back and invest into the brands. We've been really smart in terms of our investments. So we don't have 20 employees behind the brand. We're working with a lot of freelancers who have really helped us take on things that James and I had on our plates that we could no longer with the business growing so much. I think it's really just knowing that at the end of the day, it's our money and we still haven't taken any outside investment. I'm sure you saw the Shark Tank thing and that's still in the works, but we have really just done our best to grow without compromising on our goal, which is to always have a profitable business.
That's good. That's really good. And I know, speaking of Shark Tank, you were chosen by Barbara Corcoran.
Yes.
Tell me about the whole Shark Tank experience. What was that like, then, being chosen by Barbara?
How long do you have? It was a long experience, but it was one of those experiences that we'll never forget. So it's a long story, but I will try to make it fast. Shark Tank actually reached out to us back last summer, and they just sent an email to our info@cinchatravel, which is, you know, just a generic email for customer service. And James saw it, I saw it, and he was like, "Ash, don't get too excited. Like, that's probably spam." And of course I like put on my detective hat and I started digging and I started searching this person who emailed us. And I was like, no, this is legit. So fast forward, we talked to a couple of producers out there. They loved our story. Again, through a press piece, they found us. So, you know, press isn't just like sales driving tool or awareness driving tool. There's ways that press can really help a business. And this was one of them. And, you know, really the Shark Tank process for some brands is a 6-month long process. We did everything in 10 weeks because they were wrapping up their filming. And, you know, it was one of those things that James and I never would have considered. I'm really shy and James is actually really private. So we were like, you know, these moments don't come across our tables, mm-hmm. and especially for people like us often. So we mm-hmm. just put our shyness and feelings aside and we were like, let's do this. So we gave it all we got and we didn't leave anything on the table. And here we are with a deal from Barbara at the end of it. And it was a really special opportunity. And it's one we'll never forget. And one that keeps on giving. Like, it's amazing. The power of Shark Tank.
Listen, that is incredible. Were you very nervous when you were on the show filming?
Oh, yeah. But you kind of like, there's like so much adrenaline and you almost like black out. You're like, there's some days where I'm like, was I really in front of Gwyneth Paltrow? Like, it was crazy that in a good way.
Cool. That's really cool. Well, listen, it brought you out of your shell.
It did for sure. it was good to have like sales and some people go in without and they do great and some people don't, and we were really lucky to, especially for James, he's so great at like knowing our numbers and mm-hmm. and just having like all our ducks in a row when we were speaking to the sharks, but still very nerve-wracking, of course.
Now I'm going to switch gears a little bit because I know the business with Travel Belt and Cincha is very successful, but you also have a philanthropic piece to your mm-hmm. business. Like when you started the company, you donated 3 meals worth of food for each Travel Belt sold to local food banks around the Bay Area. So to where you were actually able, I think, to donate over 3,300 meals worth of food.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you've also decided to donate 100 airline miles for each travel belt purchase to reconnect separated migrant families. This program, I think you call Miles for Migrants.
Yeah, it's a nonprofit actually called Miles for Migrants.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me more about that and why you decided to do this.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it was really important to always have a give back arm for our company. We are, you know, both minorities who had opportunities given to us because of programs like the ones we've donated to. And I think it's just a part of our essence. It's going back to buying into a brand, right? We're not just an Amazon listing. We're people. We give back. We care about our community and ways of giving back to it. So we started off with the meals and we donated 3,300 meals, like you said, to the Alameda County Food Bank. James and I even went a couple of times to volunteer at the food bank and really wanted to like put our money where our mouth is. We're not just like, this is a headline on our site that we do. We wanted to make sure we're involved as much as we could be. And the Miles for Migrants, and we pivoted to Miles for Migrants because it's just more travel adjacent, right? Like there was a through line that really made sense for us. And with Miles for Migrants, the nonprofit is just so incredible. We were able to donate airline miles to this nonprofit and they help displaced migrants get reunited back with their families or getting them out of a certain situation. And we see where our miles go. So it's been really incredible to say that we've helped people in Ukraine, in Canada, in South America, and in all these places around the world. And it always ties back to travel, which is, you know, the essence of what we do. So we're really proud of our give back. And with Miles for Migrants, we've actually donated over 1 million miles, which is really incredible. And we're really proud of.
And that's in what, 2 years?
Yeah, Miles for Migrants. We started donating to them, I think like late 2021. So yeah.
Wow. That is very impressive. Since you've been in business, what mistakes do you think you've made that if given a chance, you would do differently?
Yeah, I think for us, you know, the honest answer is, all of my answers are honest, by the way. for us, the waiting so long to execute, I think when you're bootstrapping your own business, you're a little more gun shy to taking risks and, you know, spending a ton of money. We don't have investor money. We haven't had investor money, you know, all these years, and waiting so long to execute certain things. So for instance, up until last summer, James and I were shipping every single order from our one bedroom apartment here in Oakland. And as soon as we got a warehouse and a 3PL to help us with that, like the weight off our shoulders was insane. Like we were able to focus on different pieces of the business and focus on our lives too, because for so long, every Saturday and Sunday was packing day. And that's just the one example of that. And like customer service, we were answering every single ticket again, up in just the two of us. Wow. Up until like, I think, you know, around last summer too, we were like, we just need to take some of these things off our plates that just, you know, they're important, obviously, but we have to, if we want to scale this business, we needed to make sure our plate wasn't always as full as it was. So I think waiting so long to execute on certain things is definitely, I would do differently, but you know, lesson learned.
But you know what? You aren't alone with that, because I think a lot of entrepreneurs or solopreneurs or even just regular small business owners, when they get into it and they are financing everything themselves or doing everything themselves, one, it's hard to cut the cord because you know how to do things.
Totally.
So you don't know if anybody else, you bring somebody in, if they're going to do it to, you know, the specifications you want, or if they're going to do it as well as you. And then it's the financial thing. Do I want to put the money here to pay someone to do this? Then if they do it incorrectly, then I've wasted money.
Exactly. I mean, literally, that is the mind space that you're in as an entrepreneur. So 100% agreed.
So you are not alone in that. But on the flip side, what do you think has been the moment you're most proud of?
I think, so we launched Cincha right before the pandemic. We started seeing traction, I think like February 2020. So we all know what happened March 2020. And, you know, what I'm most proud of is that we didn't give up, because it would have been really easy to give up on a travel business during that time. We had barely invested like $5,000 into the brands. We were sitting on maybe, I can't remember if it was like 200 travel belts, which we were like, we can give this to everybody for Christmas. You know, there was so, during that moment, that was such a moment for us to be like, are we going to keep going? Or are we going to just say this was fun while it lasted? And we kept going. And that wasn't the only mountain we had to climb during the last 3 years. And I'm just proud that we haven't given up, and that we're, you know, we went from one box of travel belts to the Shark Tank stage in the matter of 3 years. And there was a lot of ups and downs. And I think, you know, as cliche as it may sound, we didn't give up. And when you know you have something special, and when you are a business owner, you almost have this feeling of, this gut feeling of like, I have something really cool here, and I have to see it through. So I'm really proud of us for not giving up.
Yeah, because you had every reason to give up.
Totally.
Seriously, like you start in February and then March and everything shuts down. Yeah.
Everything. Yep.
Yeah. That's exactly. A lot of belief in yourself and in your product. It really does. So kudos.
Thank you.
So tell me, what are your plans for the future of Cincha?
So we're trying to get travel belts into the hands of as many travelers as possible. We just launched a new product this week. It's called the Belt Buddy, which if you haven't seen, it's this cute little bag that now attaches to your belt, which is fun. And we're hoping to launch more products that are adjacent to the travel belt. So we have a lot of fun launches coming up this year. And we just hope to, the biggest goal right now for both of us is getting Cincha into retail. So fingers crossed that happens, and that you're able to buy us while you're traveling. That's the goal.
That'd be great. Even when I'm walking through the airport, I should be able to see Cintia in a Brookstone or
Let's manifest it. Yes.
Absolutely. Because right now, people can order travel belts by going to your website. What is it? Is it Cintia?
CinchaTravel.com.
CinchaTravel.com. C-I-N-C-H-A travel.com.
Yep.
All right. Exactly. Everybody needs to go get travel belts. Thank you. I appreciate you. I loved learning more about the business and your Shark Tank experience.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Diversity Discourse, the official podcast of Minority Business Entrepreneur Magazine. We hope you enjoyed it. Please be sure to subscribe so that we can join you again. For more tips and notes from the show, check us out at mbemag.com. And to find out which guests and topics we'll be discussing next, sign up for our newsletter at mbemag.com/pulse. That's mbemag.com/pulse. We'll talk to you next time.